Hi, my name is Riley Lovell. This is my podcast about the play The Crucible and the podcast serial. I will be talking about some of the hysteria in Anand's trial and Salem, how stereotypes are used, and the similarities between serial and The Crucible. Hysteria is exaggerated or uncontrolled emotion or excitement, but when I talk about hysteria in The Crucible and serial, I will be talking about some of the things that look bad only because something bad happened. Some of the hysteria in serial was Anand's palm print was on the back of a map book found in Hay's car, and the page torn out was of Linkin Park. But it also had the rest of the neighborhood where they rode around and hung out. Anand asked Hay for a ride after school. Anand doesn't call or page Hay. Anand writes, "I'm going to kill you," on top of a paper and says, and it was out of context. Kathy says that Jay and Anand were acting shady. And Anand asks, "How can I get rid of a high?" Anand gets a call and says, "What am I going to do?" and says that they're going to come talk to me. And he sounded worried and then laughed. Anand was controlling. All of these things would have been no big deal if Hay would have never been murdered or went missing. Some of the hysteria from The Crucible is John forgot his commandments. Proctor, "The commandments hail I. Proctor, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not convey thy neighbor's goods, nor make upon thee any graven image. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord in vain. Thou shalt not have no other gods before me. Thou shalt remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Thou shalt honor thy father and mother. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not make upon any graven image." Hail, you had said that twice, sir. Proctor, I, Elizabeth, adultery, John. Proctor, aye, you see, sir, between the two of us, we know them. I think it be a small fault. Hail, theology, sir, is a fortress. No crack in the fortress may be accounted small. Proctor, there should be no love for Satan in this house. How Martha Corey reads strange books and Giles can't remember his prayer. Giles, I cannot tell. She hides them, Martha, my wife. I have walked in it night many times and found her in a corner reading of a book. Now what do you make of that? Hale, why, that's not necessarily, Giles, it discomforts me. Last night, mark this, I tried and tried and could not say my prayers. And then she closes her book and walks out of the house, and suddenly, mark this, I could pray again. John Proctor not going to church and farming on Sabbath day. Hale, good then, in this book of record that Mr. Paris keeps, I note that you rarely are in church on Sabbath day. Proctor, no, sir, you are mistaken. Hail, only 26 times in 7 months, sir. I must call it rare. Will you tell me what you are so absent? Proctor, Mr. Hale, I never knew I must account to the man that I come to church or stay at home. My wife were sick this winter. Hail, so I am told, but you, mister, why could you not come alone? Proctor, I surely did come when I could, and when I could not, I prayed at the house. All of those things in The Crucible would not have been a big deal had there not been a witch trial going on. Most of the answers in The Crucible and Serial have more logical answers that they could have come up with. Some of the stereotypes in Serial is the court saying Anand will flee to Pakistan just because he is Pakistani, even though he is an American citizen. A stereotype in The Crucible was them accusing Sarah Good of being a witch just because she lives on the street. Lives were destroyed because of this hysteria. Anand Syed has been in prison his whole adult life, and John Proctor's children will grow up without a father. His two youngest children will not even remember their father.